Well, thank you for coming out again tonight. I know you have busy schedules and two nights a week. It's a big commitment. But I hope you'll be encouraged by the Word of God. So we're going to start with a quiz. First of all, what is the theme of the book of Hebrews? What is the teaching, or what is the purpose of Hebrews? Right, in order to be faithful to the end. So Hebrews was written to people who have been a Christian for a while, and they're tempted to lose faith. So the book was written so that we would know how to make it faithful to the end. And what's the most important thing in order to be faithful to the end? That's the next quiz question. What do we need to focus in on? Jesus, right. So the outline of the book then is things about Jesus that are great. And in view of how great Jesus is, he says, therefore, this is what we should do. So last night we saw that Jesus is greater than all the prophets. They brought the message. But he is the message. He's the word. He's greater than the angels. So he says, therefore, we better pay attention. We better fix our attention on Jesus. He says, Jesus is greater than Moses. And the priesthood of Jesus is greater than the priesthood of Aaron. So he says, we better make every effort. We don't rest. We keep moving. And we stay obedient. And he says, Jesus is greater than Melchizedek. And he says, therefore, we need to grow up. We need to mature in our knowledge of God. We need to mature in our righteousness. And then he talked more about Melchizedek. Now we're in chapter 8. And the point here is three. In chapter 8, the covenant that Jesus established is much greater than the Jewish covenant. And then in chapter 9, the first part, the tabernacle that Jesus is in is greater than the earthly tabernacle. And the rest of chapter 9 and chapter 10, the sacrifices of Jesus are much greater than the Old Testament sacrifice. So let's look a little bit at chapter 8. Let's read verse 5. Hebrews chapter 8, verse
5.
So he said, the tabernacle in the Old Testament, it's just a copy. It's like a shadow. Imagine you walk up to somebody on the street, and there's the person, and there's the shadow. Are you going to talk to the shadow? No, you talk to the person. And the Old Covenant, it was an amazing covenant.
จริงๆแล้วในพันธสัญญาเก่านั้นเป็นพันธสัญญาที่ยอดเยี่ยมมาก
But he says the covenant of Jesus
แต่ว่าพันธสัญญาของพระเยซูคริสต
์ compared to the old covenant
เมื่อเปรียบเทียบกับพันธสัญญาเก่า
It's like the shadow compared to the person
เหมือนเปรียบเปรยเหมือนกับเงานั้นเปรียบเงากับตัวของคนคนนั้นจริ
ง It's like a picture
เหมือนกับภาพ
And we don't look at the picture
เราไม่ได้มองไปที่ภาพ
If you have the picture of the king
เรามีพระบรม
And then you have the king. Would you look at the picture of the king? No, you look at the king. That's the illustration he's using. He says, he serves in the sanctuary, the true one, the one in heaven. He says, priests. They offer gifts and sacrifices.But they serve at a sanctuary that's just a copy. Let's read verse 6. So he says here that the covenant of Jesus is much superior to the Jewish covenant. And it has better promises. What was the promise of the old covenant? The promise of the old covenant was if you do these ceremonies, you could worship God, and you wouldn't die. But the promise of the new covenant is a relationship with God, an eternal life. It's a much better covenant.Let's read verse 13.
เมื่อพระองค์ตรัสถึงพันธสัญญาใหม่พระองค์ทรงถือว่าพันธสัญญาเดิมนั้นพ้นสมัยไปแล้วสิ่งที่พ้นสมัยและเก่าไปแล้วนั้นก็จะเสื่อมสูญไป
And we're going to skip the section in chapter 8.
เราจะข้ามส่วนนี้นะครับในบทที่8ไป
He quotes from Jeremiah chapter 31.
ก็คือว่า
In Jeremiah 31, God promised He's going to give a new covenant. A better covenant. Where God is going to write His laws on our hearts. And we'll all know the Lord. It's a much better covenant. And then in chapter 9,He talks about the tabernacle. And he reminds us that the Old Testament, it was just a picture. Let's talk about the tabernacle. In the tabernacle, you had the curtain. And behind the curtain was the ark.And above the ark was the cherubim. And God dwelt in the most holy place. Now, if you were a Jew, do you want to go into that most holy place where God is? Would the Jews go into the most holy place?
ชาวยูได้สามารถเข้าไปจุดที่เขาเรียกสถานที่บริสุทธิ์ที่สุดหรือเปล่า
Not at all.
ไม่มีทางเขาไม่อนุญาตให้เข้าไป
You go in there, you die.
ถ้าคุณเข้าไปแล้วก็คุณตายเลย
And the curtain, it had the cherubim.
ก็คือว่าที่ม่านนั้นคือที่สถิตของบนม่านนั้นคือว่าเป็นเขาเรียกว่าสัตว์รูปหนึ่งเรียกว่า
The cherubim are the angels that protect the holiness of God.
ทางในรูปนะครับทูตสวรรค์นะครับทำหน้าที่ปกป้องก็คือว่าหีบพันธสัญญานั่นเอง
They had no access.
ก็คือว
ว่าไม่มีทางเข้าได้เลย
Only the high priest
คนที่เข้าได้คือปุโรหิตหลวง
Only once a year
แค่เข้าไปแค่ปีนึงแค่1ครั้งเท่านั้น
Only after sacrificing a bull for his own sin
ก็คือแม้ถ้าการที่ปุโรหิตหลวงเข้าไปนั้นไปเพียงแค่
And then, and then filling the holy place with incense so you couldn't even see. Then he took blood for another bull. For the sin of the people. And then he went in to make atonement for the people's sin. And when he did that, they tied a rope around his ankle. Because if something happened, they would pull him out. Because God is so holy. And man could not approach God. That was the old covenant. And then they had the most holy place. Where only the high priest could go. And then they had the holy place. And on the right was the bread. And the bread symbolized Jesus, who's the bread of life. On the left was the lamp. And the oil in the lamp is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. It says that in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. And then outside was the courtyard. Outside was the courtyard. Only the Levites could go there. And then the temple, they had the courtyard of the Jews. And the Jews could go out there. And then farther out, they had the temple for the women. And only the women could go there. And outside that, they had the courtyard of the Gentiles. They're like five levels removed from God. But in Jesus, it's so much different. Let's read Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Actually, let's read 19, verse 22. Hebrews chapter 10, 19 through 22.
เหตุฉะนั้นพี่น้องทั้งหลายเมื่อเรามีใจกล้าที่จะเข้าไปสู่สถานศักดิ์สิทธิ์โดยพระฤทธิ์ของพระเยซูตามทางใหม่และเป็นทางที่มีชีวิตซึ่งพระองค์ได้ทรงเปิดออกให้เราผ่านเข้าไปทางบ้านนั้นคือทางพระกายของพระองค์และเมื่อเรามีปุโรหิตใหญ่เหนือผู้คนของพระเจ้าแล้วก็ให้เราเข้าไปใกล้ด้วยความบริสุทธิ์ใจด้วยไว้ใจเต็มที่มีใจที่ได้รับการชำระให้สะอาดแล้วและมีกายที่ล้างชำระด้วยน้ำบริสุทธิ
์ So it says hereIn Christ, it's very different. You know what happened to the curtain when Jesus died? When Jesus died, the curtain was torn in half. And we have direct access. Not to the copy, but to the heavenly tabernacle. The Jew would never go into the holy place. But in Jesus, we walk confidently into the very presence of God. But there are other things. There is the altar of sacrifice. Because we have to have a sacrifice before we can come before God. Without the sacrifice of Jesus, we would have no access. And then there was the, I don't know what they call it, a laver. I don't know what you would say. The washing bowl there. It's a big thing of water where they washed. And the reason is this. Before they come into the presence of God, they had to wash. So if you want to come into God's presence, you need the sacrifice of Jesus. But you also need to wash in the laver. You need to be baptized. And through the sacrifice of Jesus, and through the washing and the laver, we come directly into the presence of God. The Son on the right, the Spirit on the left, and then the mercy seat with God right there. Let's read Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11.
แต่เมื่อพระคริสต์ได้เสด็จมาเป็นมหาปุโรหิตแห่งสิ่งประเสริฐ
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 11 yes
แต่เมื่อพระคริสต์ได้เสด็จมาเป็นมหาปุโรหิตแห่งสิ่งประเสริ
ฐ Oh is that it
ซึ่งมาถึงแล้วพระองค์ก็เสด็จเข้าไปสู่เต็นท์อันใหญ่ยิ่งกว่าแต่ก่อนที่ไม่ได้สร้างขึ้นด้วยมือคือไม่ใช่เต็นท์แห่งโลกนี้
So it says Jesus came to a better tabernacle. The real one. Of which this is, the Jewish temple is merely a copy. And he offers better sacrifices. Because like it says in Hebrews chapter 9, in verse 13, it says, the blood of goats and bulls and ashes of a heifer. Let's read verse
13.
And verse
14.
Jesus is amazing. His covenant gives us access to God Himself. So he says, don't look at the physical things. Think about the spiritual reality. The sacrifice of Jesus is so much better than the Jewish sacrifices. Because the Jewish sacrifices didn't remove sin. It made them outwardly clean. So they could worship God. But the blood of Jesus, it cleans our consciences. And it gives us real access. Access to the very throne of God. In chapter 9, verse 7, it said those sacrifices were for the sins they did in ignorance. It didn't remove willful sin. But the blood of Jesus removes all of our sin. In chapter 9:15 it says, it's a much better covenant. Because those promises give us an eternal inheritance with God. It's a better sacrifice. The Old Testament sacrifice was about the outside. The sacrifice of good. The sacrifice of Jesus cleanses us our inside. In the Old Testament is really just ceremony. And Jesus' sacrifice is a real sacrifice. Another thing the Hebrew writer points out is Jesus gave himself willingly. If you ask the sheep, will you give your life? Will you give your life? The sheep would say, no!
No!
But Jesus gave his wife life willingly. The sheep, when they're about to be slaughtered, they have no idea what's going on. But Jesus knew exactly what was happening. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, please, let it be something else. But he said, not my will, but your will be done. Oh, we have such a better sacrifice. So let me summarize. Jesus is greater than all the prophets. The angels are like nothing compared to Jesus. And Jesus is greater than Moses. Moses was like Jesus, but Jesus is so much greater. Jesus is greater than the priesthood. Even the priesthood of Melchizedek. He's greater than Abraham. His covenant is better. It has better promises. The tabernacle that Jesus lives in is the real one, the one in heaven. And the sacrifice of Jesus. It doesn't have to be given again and again and again. Because the blood of Jesus, it cleanses our sins. Then we have our final encouragement. The one that brings it all together. He said we need to pay attention. We need to make every effort. We need to grow up. Now let's look at our final exhortation. He says in Hebrews 10, we already read it. He says, we need to draw near to God. If you want to make it to heaven, you need to draw near to God. And he says, let us hold to our faith. Hebrews 10:24, he says, let us encourage one another. Hebrews 10:25, he says, let's keep meeting together. On Wednesday night? Yes, Wednesday night. Thursday night? Yeah, Thursday night. And then we get together tomorrow morning, we have breakfast together. Now let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. This is the best part. Talks about faith. You know, if you want to make it to heaven, you need to live by faith. Let's read Hebrews 11, verse 1 through 3.
ความเชื่อคือความแน่ใจในสิ่งที่เราหวังไว้เป็นความรู้สึกมั่นใจว่าสิ่งที่ยังไม่ได้เห็นนั้นมีจริงโดยความเชื่อนี่เองคนในสมัยก่อนก็ได้รับการรับรองจากพระเจ้าโดยความเชื่อนี่เองเราจึงเข้าใจว่าพระเจ้าได้ทรงสร้างกาลปัตจักรวาลด้วยพระดำรัสของพระองค์ดังนั้นสิ่งที่มองเห็นจึงเป็นสิ่งที่เกิดจากสิ่งที่ไม่ปรากฏให้เห็น
If you're going to make it to heaven
ถ้าคุณอยากไปสวรรค์
you need to walk By faith.
คุณต้องดำเนินชีวิตด้วยความเชื่อ
And what is faith anyway?
แล้วก็ความเชื่อความหมายคืออะไร
It's belief in things that cannot be seen.
ก็คือเชื่อในสิ่งที่มองไม่เห็น
Did you know that everything that's important
คุณรู้ไหมทุกสิ่งที่สำคัญ
is invisible.
ก็คือสิ่งที่มองไม่เห็น
What do we tend to focus our attention on?
อะไรเป็นสิ่งที่เราควรจะจดจ่อ
The things that you can see.
คือสิ่งที่คุณเห็น
Faith requires that you deny your senses.
ก็คือว่าความเชื่อคือสิ่งที่คุณปฏิเสธจิตสัมผัสของคุณ
You know, if you look in the paper,
ถ้าคุณมองไปดูที่กระดาษ
Does it look like God is in control?
ก็เหมือนกับ
When you look at the newspaper,
ถ้าคุณมองดูที่หนังสือพิมพ
์ Or you hear the news,
หรือว่าคุณได้ยินข่าวเอา
Does it look like God is in control?
คุณดูเหมือนว่าโอ้พระเจ้าไปไหนพระเจ้าไม่ควบคุมเลย
No, it really doesn't.
ไม่ใช่ครับ
But by faith we know that God's in control.
แต่ด้วยความเชื่อเรารู้ว่าพระเจ้านั้นควบคุมสถานการณ
์ Can you see heaven?
คุณเห็นสวรรค์ไหม
You can't see heaven.
คุณไม่เห็นสวรรค
์ Everything that's important is invisible.
ก็คือทุกสิ่งที่เป็นสิ่งที่สำคัญเป็นสิ่งที่มองไม่เห็น
And we're going to be reminded that throughout this chapter.
ก็คือว่าเราจะเตือนติดการเรื่องนี้ในบทนี
้ Look what he says in verse 3.
Verse 3.
We already read it.
เราอ่านไปแล้วนะครับในข้อ
3 He says.The things that can be seen were made from things that can't be seen. And as a scientist, I know that's true. They call it the Big Bang. God said, let there be light. And the entire universe came into existence from nothing. Even science tells us that.
ก็คือว่าแม้กระทั่งวิทยาศาสตร์ก็สามารถบอกได
้ But what's his point?
ประเด็นคืออะไร
Everything that can be seen
คือทุกอย่างที่มองเห็น
is made from things that can't be seen
ถูกสร้างจากสิ่งที่ไม่เห็นด้วยตา
Because you can't see God
เพราะว่าคุณไม่สามารถเห็นพระเจ้า
And that's what faith is
นี่คือความเชื่อ
Faith requires we deny our senses
ก็คือว่าความเชื่อนั้นต้องการการที่เราปฏิเสธ
He says that's what our fathers were praised for
คือว่าสิ่งที่พระบิดาของเรานั้นต้องการให้เรานั้นสรรเสริญ
Because the fathers that we read about in the Bible
เพราะว่าที่เป็นพระบิดาที่เราอ่าน
They said to the world
ก็ในไบเบิลที่พูดกับทางโลกว่า
You can keep all that stuff
ก็คือคุณสามารถจะเก็บสิ่งเหล่านั้นไว
้ They put their faith in God
ก็คือว่าพวกเขานั้นรักษาความเชื่อในพระเจ้า
They refused what the world calls greatness
ก็คือว่าพวกเขาเหล่านั้นปฏิเสธ
And they stay
ทางโลกไม่ว่ายอดเยี่ยม
And they put all their faith in God. They chose the unseen things. The world says, if you want to be happy, you need to have money. You need to have a great job. But does that lead you to God? You know, sometimes the enemy of faith is success.I say, oh, somebody got baptized. I'm doing great. But faith involves things you can't see. Don't focus in on success. Focus in on God who maybe gives you success. Sometimes success is the enemy of faith. How about Noah?
แล้วโนอา
ห์ Was his preaching successful?
ก็เพราะว่าการเทศน์ของเขานั้นประสบความสำเร็จหรือเปล่า
Didn't look that way.
ดูเหมือนไม่ไม่อย่างนั้นนะ
Same with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
แล้วก็แม้กระทั่งแบบเชคลักแล้วก็เบนโบเป็นเพื่อนของแดเนียลที
่ It didn't look too good for them.
ก็คือดูสถานการณ์ก็ไม่ได้ดูดีเลย
There was the Nebuchadnezzar.
เนบูชัดนัชชา
There was the fiery furnace.
ก็คือว่ามีแบบเตาไฟ
The most powerful man in the world.
คนที่ทรงพลังสุดในโลกในตอนนั้น
He said, "Bow down to that statue."
คือพวกเขาแบบถูกบังคับให้แบบบูชารูปเคารพ
And they said, "We're not going to bow down to that statue."
เพื่อนของแดเนียลสามคนบอกว่าเราจะไม่ทำอย่างน
ั้
น
Nebuchadnezzar says, "You bow down to that statue, or I'm going to throw you in the fiery furnace."
ไม่แบบนมัสการรูปปั้นของเราแล้วก็เราจะโยนคุณลงในเตาไฟ
And they said, "No, we're not going to bow down to that statue."
ไม่มีทางเราจะไม่แบบบูชารูปปั้นรูปเคารพนั้น
Because the God we serve can save us from those flames.
ก็คือยังไงแล้วแต่ว่าพระเจ้านั้นก็จะแบบช่วยเราออกจากไฟนั้น
Did they expect to be safe from the flame?
ก็คือว่าแน่นอนเขาแบบยอมรับที่จะต้องถูกโยนไปที่เตาไฟ
I don't think so.
ผมไม่คิดว่าเขาจะยอมรับแบบนั้น
But they said, the God we serve is able to save us.
แต่เขามีความเชื่อว่ายังไงก็พระเจ้าก็จะเซฟเขา
And they didn't bow down to that statue.
และเขาก็ยืนหยัดไม่แบบก้มลงนมัสการรูปเคารพนั้น
And God saved them.
และพระเจ้าก็ช่วยเขา
You know, we have to deny our senses.
พี่น้องหลายครับเราจำเป็นต้องปฏิเสธจิตสัมผัสของเรา
The world says you need to give your energy to raising up your career
ก็คือว่าโลกสอนคุณว่าคุณจะต้องแบบโตขึ้นนะครับแบบเติบโตในทางด้านสายอาชีพคุณด้วย
You need to get in shape so your body looks good
คุณต้องออกกำลังกายเพื่อร่างกายคุณดูดี
But the important things are the invisible things
แต่สิ่งที่สำคัญนะครับก็คือสิ่งที่มองไม่เห็นด้วยตา
In verse 4
ในข้อที่4
He says, by faith,
โดยความเชื่อ
Abel gave a better sacrifice than Cain.
อาเบลนั้นเครื่องถวายบูชานั้นดีกว่าอาเอล
Now, we don't know much about Abel.
เราไม่ได้รู้อะไรมากเกี่ยวกับอาเบล
But you know what?
แต่คุณรู้อะไรมั้ย
He was faithful to God.
เขาสัตย์ซื่อกับพระเจ้านั่นเอง
And he gave a better sacrifice.
แล้วก็ให้เครื่องสักการะบูชาที่ดีกว่า
And we're still talking about him.
แล้วก็ยังพูดถึงเขาอยู่ตลอดเวลา
I don't know about you, but when I die,I hope people say about me that he was a faithful person. And by faith, Enoch pleased God. He walked by faith. And then he wasn't there anymore. God took him away. Let's read verse 6.
ถ้าไม่มีความเชื่อแล้วจะเป็นที่พอพระทัยของพระเจ้าก็ไม่ได้เลยเพราะว่าผู้ที่มาเฝ้าพระเจ้าได้นั้นต้องเชื่อว่าพระองค์ทรงดำรงพระชนอยู่และพระองค์ทรงเป็นผู้ประทานบำเหน็จให้แก่ทุกคนที่แสวงหาพระองค์
says if we don't have faith we will not be pleasing to God
ก็คือว่าพระพิวว่าถ้าคุณไม่มีความเชื่อคุณก็ทำให้พระเจ้าพอใจไม่ได
้ and he says if we come before God
เมื่อเรามาอยู่ต่อหน้าพระเจ้า
we must believe that he exists
เราต้องเชื่อว่าพระองค์นั้นทรง
Do you believe that God exists? Well, you can't see him. And yet you believe in him. But you believe that God will reward you. Do you really believe that God will reward you? Do you believe if you trust everything to him? And say to the world, you can keep your stuff.
ว่าบอกกับทางโลกไปแล้วเราไม่สนใจสิ่งนี้
Do you believe that God will reward you?
คุณถ้าคุณทำอย่างนั้นคุณเชื่อหรือว่าพระเจ้านั้นจะประทานดูมันให้กับคุณ
You know Paul said
เปาโลกล่าวว่า
I was the Jew of all Jews
ก็คือว่าในบรรดาชาวยิวผมเป็นสุดยอดเลย
He was of the tribe of Benjamin
ก็คือว่าผมเป็นแม็กซ์มาจากเผ่าเบนจามิน
He had the highest education
มีการศึกษาที่สูงที่สุด
He was the student of Gamaliel. He was the Pharisee of Pharisees. According to the world, he had everything the world had to offer. But in Philippians he said, To me it's all trash. Compared to knowing God.Do you really believe that if you trusted only in God that you would have a reward from God? Do you really believe that God's in control? We struggle with that. That's hard. Now let's look at the faith of Noah.Let's read verse 7.
ข้อที่ 7. เพราะโนอาห์มีความเชื่อฉะนั้นเมื่อพระเจ้าทรงเตือนและท่านรู้ถึงสาเหตุการณ์ที่ยังไม่ปรากฏท่านจึงยำเกรงและต่อเรืออย่างเพื่อช่วยครอบครัวของตนให้รอดพ้นจากความตายและด้วยเหตุนี้เองท่านจึงได้ตีเตียนชาวโลกและได้เป็นทายาทแห่งความชอบธรรมซึ่งบังเกิดมาจากความเชื่อ
See it says here that Noah was warned about things that had never been seen before.Has anybody here ever seen heaven?
มีใครในที่นี้เคยเห็นสวรรค์มาก่อนไ
หม I haven't seen it
ผมไม่ได้เคยเห็น
Do you know what it's like
คุณรู้สวรรค์นั้น
I really have no idea what heaven's like. But I believe in heaven. And I'm putting my treasures in heaven. That's why I'm here in Thailand. I paid my own way here. It's my vacation. But I believe that my treasure is in heaven.But think about Noah. God said to Noah, build an ark. And Noah said, well, what's an ark? And God says, it's a boat, a really big boat. Well, what's a boat? It's a thing you build that floats in the water. And Noah says, what water?And God says, a flood. And Noah says, what's a flood? It's like the water that's going to cover the whole earth. And God Noah says to God, well, how big? He says, like 100 meters long. And Noah says, why such a big boat?And God says, because of the animals. And Noah says, what animals? The animals that are going to come. Well, why are they going to come? Because I'm going to make them come. So when are these animals going to come? In 100 years.Talk about faith in things that have not been seen. And Noah built the ark. Now imagine Noah comes home. He says to his wife, we're going to build an ark. She says, well, what's an ark? Well, it's a really big boat.But why do we need to build a big boat? Because of the flood that's going to come. She says, well, what's a flood? And he explains that. He says, well, who told you this? God. Which God? The one that you can't see.It says, why such a big boat? Because of the animals. What animals? Faith is belief in things unseen. Now, if you walk by faith, your neighbors are going to think that you're very strange. I like to imagine the scene because he started to build the ark, right?And his neighbor said to Noah, Noah, what are you doing? I'm building an ark. What's an ark? It's this really big boat. Noah, you're crazy. Because if we walk by faith, the world will think we're a little bit crazy. And they laughed at Noah. If you're going to walk by faith, your neighbors are going to probably laugh at you. You're supposed to do the things of the world. What are you putting your trust in?But let me tell you this. You know, Noah built the ark. And the animals came. And when the rain came, when the rain came down, they weren't laughing at Noah anymore, were they? And it was too late. You know, Noah preached for 100 years. How many conversions did he have? Zero.
And yet Noah believed.
And we share our faith with a few people and they don't come to God and we get discouraged. Think about the faith of Noah. Did he have the Bible? Did he have a church? There was no old covenant. He had only one thing. God in heaven. And by faith, Noah built the ark. And he condemned the world in that day. That's the faith that we have to imitate. And then he talks about Abraham. Let's read verse 8 through 12. Abraham had amazing faith. God comes to Abraham and he says, go. Leave everything behind. All of your security. He lived in Ur. He was very wealthy. He had many possessions. But God said to Abraham, you leave. I would have liked to have been there to see what happened. Because Abraham says to God, leave. And Abraham says, where? And God said, I'm not going to tell you. You just leave. And by faith, Abraham left everything behind. So anyway, Abraham goes home. And he says to his wife, we're going to leave everything behind. She says, okay. Where are we going? I don't know. So God told you to leave. But he didn't tell you where you're going. Okay. Because you know what? If you knew where you were going, that would be sight. That'd be something you could see. And faith requires believing in things we can't see. Abraham is the father of faith. In Romans chapter 4, it says he is the father of all those who believe. It says Abraham believed God. And God said that made him righteous. He said to Abraham, you're going to be the father of many nations. And Abraham looked at himself. He's about 90 years old. Says, yeah.
Okay.
I think I still have it. And he says, and your wife is going to give birth to a son. Abraham looks at Sarah. Oh, she's about 75, 80 years old. It's not looking so good. Menopause, that was about 30 years ago. But Abraham believed God. God gave him a son. And he said to Abraham, your children are going to be like the grains of sand and like the stars in the sky. And here are some of the stars right here. All of us who walk by faith, we are children of Abraham. Abraham became the father of a great nation, the Jews. Literally, he became the father of a great nation. But figuratively, he became the father of an even greater nation. We need to be like Abraham. In fact, if you're a disciple, you are like Abraham. Because if you're a disciple, you left everything behind. And you're walking by faith. It says, Abraham lived the rest of his life in a tent. He lived in a foreign country. He was like an alien or a stranger. And that's what we are. Because our citizenship is in heaven. We'll never fully fit in here. Abraham believed the promise. And God gave him children as numerous as the stars in the sky. Now let's skip down to verse 17. Let's read verse 17 through 19. Now this took a lot of faith, didn't it? Because Abraham believed God. And even though he was almost 100 years old, and by then Sarah was 90 years old, God gave him a son. But then God said, you need to sacrifice that son. That's the ultimate test of faith. And if I understand the story correctly, God didn't explain everything. Sometimes in life, we don't know exactly what God has in mind. We say, I want to go over here. God says, no, you're going to go over there. Are you ready for the Christian adventure? Because God's plans may not be your plans. But if you go where God sends you, there will be great reward. It's like the Christian adventure. So God said to Abraham, go to Mount Moriah. You know, when we leave Ur, we leave everything behind, don't we? And God gives us blessings. And God gave Isaac to Abraham. And God said, You need to be willing to sacrifice even Isaac. And by faith, Abraham went to Mount Moriah. You know, sometimes God blesses us with something and even takes it away. Are you willing to let God take away the things that He's even given you? And Abraham went to Moriah. And look what it says in this verse. Abraham, he thought about it. He says, I don't know what God has in mind here. He trusted God so much. He trusted the promise so much. He said, well, if I kill my son, God will raise him from the dead. You know, it's interesting because he received his son back from the dead when? On the third day. Because what happened here is a symbol. God asked Abraham to sacrifice his one and only son. On Mount Moriah. That's where Jerusalem is today. Abraham offered his one and only son on the same mountain that God offered his one and only son. And on the third day, God received his son back from the dead. And like it says here, figuratively, on the third day, Abraham received his son back from the dead. Because the moment Abraham set out for Mount Moriah, his son was as good as dead. But what about Isaac? Isaac had some faith here as well. If you go to Genesis 22, Isaac carried the wood up the mountain that was going to be used for his own sacrifice. And Jesus carried the wood up the same mountain that was used for his sacrifice. So we need to follow Abraham out of Ur. If we're going to walk by faith, we need to say to the things of the world, we leave it all behind. But even then, God calls us to make even greater sacrifices. Even the good things, God says you need to lay them down. What do you need to leave behind in Ur? What do you need to lay on the altar of Mount Moriah? Truly, Abraham walked by faith. Now let's go back to let's read verse 13 through 16. You know, there's a deep and profound symbolism here. Because the rest of his life, Abraham lived in a place that would later on his descendants would receive. It's the promised land. But in his life, Abraham never received that promise. And it says here, these people were living by faith when they died. You know, that's the secret. If you want to make it to heaven, it's very simple. Just keep walking by faith. If, like Abraham, you keep walking by faith, you'll walk straight into heaven. Just don't look back. You know, Abraham, he could have gone back. Abraham, he could have gone back to Ur. But he didn't go back. And he said, they didn't receive what was promised. He's done that to us to shame us. We have the promise. We've seen the prophecies fulfilled. We have the Bible. We have God's Word. We have the Messiah and the Holy Spirit. God lives in us. How could we not walk by faith? These people, they could have gone back. But they kept walking. And they accepted that in this world, we're like aliens. We're like strangers. We're not trying to fit in. The Christian life, it's like living on a bridge. Because this world is not our home. Our home is in heaven. Our citizenship is there. And yet we're not in heaven. In fact, you can't even see it. And you know what? When you live on a bridge, do you plant a tree on a bridge? No, that doesn't make sense. We're not putting our roots here. And to the world, we're very strange. Because we live by the Sermon on the Mount. Our constitution is a very strange constitution. We say the way to riches, the way to be rich, is to be poor. The way to be great is to be humble. The way to have joy is to mourn. Those are the Beatitudes, yes? In this world, we'll never fit in. How about you? Do you want to fit in? Do you want to be part of the crowd? I do. I want to fit in. But as a Christian, to this world, you'll be very strange. They thought Noah, he was very strange. But when the flood came, they weren't laughing anymore. So that's what it's like. And if these men and women could walk by faith, when they only saw the promise from the distance, The Hebrew writer says, we have Jesus. They just had the prophets. We have Jesus. They had the covenant. It was only a shadow. We have the reality. We have the real things. Surely we can walk by faith. A couple more examples. Two more examples. What about Moses? Let's read verse 24 through 28.
ท่านไม่ยอมให้ใครเรียกท่านว่าเป็นบุตรของธิดากษัตริย์ฟาโรห์ท่านเลือกการร่วมทุกข์กับชนชาติของพระเจ้าแทนการเลิศสำราญในความชั่วท่านถือว่าการอดทนต่อความอดทนความอดทนต่อความอพยพเพื่อมาคิดประเสริฐกว่าสมบัติของประเทศดีเพราะท่านหวังความเด็ดที่จะได้รับนั้น
And really the life of Moses
ชีวิตของโมเสส
is a picture like I said yesterday of Jesus
ที่ผมกล่าวไว้เมื่อวานนี้
You know, Moses, he was the adopted son of Pharaoh. He was living in the palace of the king. He had everything. The best food. The best clothing. And all the girls wanted to go on a date with Moses. All the girls, they wanted to go on a date with Moses. But by faith, Moses walked out of the palace of Pharaoh to live like a slave among the other slaves. But that's exactly what Jesus did. Jesus was at the right hand of the Father. And he came down here to live amongst us slaves, to live like a slave. By faith, Moses walked out of the palace of Pharaoh. And he saved Israel. And notice this in verse 27. He saw him who is invisible. Only a fool would give up life in the palace. But we're all fools. From the world's perspective, we're all fools. But we're fools for Christ. And we have a better home. A heavenly home. And we're going to walk by faith straight into heaven. We need to be like Moses. And then there's the story about Joshua. Let's read verse 30. You know, Joshua had great faith. God says to him, you go and you take the city of Jericho. And Joshua is like, that's great! We're going to take our soldiers and we're going to attack that city. So Joshua says to God, so tell me the battle plan. And God says, leave all your weapons behind and just walk around that city and blow your horns and the walls will fall down. And Joshua said to God, what's the other plan? We need a better battle plan than that. And then Joshua went to the people. He said, I heard from God that we're going to take the city of Jericho. He said, awesome! So So what's the plan?
แผนคืออะไรเหร
อ Leave your weapons behind.
เอาอาวุธไว้อยู่เบื้องหลัง
And we're going to walk around the city.
แล้วก็เดินรอบแอมเ
ลย No, Joshua, what's the real plan?
โยชัวนะอะไรคือแผนที่แท้จริงแผนประธานบอกมาเ
ถอะ Here's the plan.
นี่คือแผน
We need to walk by faith.
เราต้องเดินด้วยความเชื่อ
And literally,
แล้วจริง
ๆ they walked by faith around that city.The people in Jericho, they were laughing at them. What are these Jews going to do? They're walking around the city. And it was hot. I was there just 2 years ago. It's very hot there. And they're walking around 7 times. But then the horns blew.
แล้วก็เมื่อเป่าแตร
and the walls fell down
กำแพงก็ล่มสลายลง
because if you want victory in the Lord
นั่นเป็นชัยชนะที่มาจากองค์พระเจ้า
you need to walk by faith
ถ้าคุณต้องการชัยชนะนั้นคุณต้องเดินด้วยความเชื่อ
and he gives many more examples
แล้วก็มีตัวอย่างมากมาย
some of them shut the mouths of lions
บางคนนะปิดปากสิงโต
they faced the fury of the flames
หรือแม้กระทั่งเผชิญชีวิตในเตาที่แบบร้อน
they escaped the sword
ก็คือว่าหลีกหนีจาก
Women received their children back from the dead.
ก็คือว่าแม้ว่าบางคนเห็นแบบลูกเขาฟื้นจากความตาย
Some were stoned.
บางคนถูกหินขว้าง
Some were even sawed in two.
บางคนถูกหั่นเป็นครึ่งเลย
What did they all have in common?
ก็คืออะไรที่พวกเขามีเหมือนกัน
They walked by faith.
พวกเขาเดินชีวิตอยู่ด้วยความเช
ื่อ And the world was not worthy of them.
ก็คือโลกนี้ไม่เป็นที่เหมาะสมสำหรับพวกเขาเลย
Let's read verse 39 and 40.
คนเหล่านั้นทุกคนที่มีชื่อเสียงดีเพราะความเชื่อของเขาแต่เขายังไม่ได้รับสิ่งที่ทรงสัญญาไว้เพราะพระเจ้าทรงจัดเตรียมสิ่งซึ่งประเสริฐกว่ายิ่งกว่านั้นไว้สำหรับเขาเพื่อเขาทั้งหลายจะได้รับความสมบูรณ์ด้วยกันกับเราเท่านั้น
See we read the Old Testament
เมื่อเราอ่านในพระคัมภีร์เก่า
And these serve as examples for us
นี่เป็นตัวอย่างสำหรับเรา
They were commended because of their faith. But they never received the promise. We have the promise. We have Jesus. Who was raised from the dead. Brothers and sisters. His tomb is empty.
His tomb is empty.
Surely we can walk by faith. And God says he had a better plan for us. Now I think I used up all my time. I want to read chapter 12 a little bit. Well, let's just read verse 1 through 3.
เหตุฉะนั้นเมื่อเรามีพยานทั้งพร้อมอยู่รอบข้างฉะนั้นมีพยานทั้งพร้อมอยู่รอบข้างเช่นนี้แล้วก็ขอให้เราละทุกอย่างที่ถูกอยู่และบาปที่ก่อนนั้นขอให้เราวิ่งแข่งด้วยความเพียรพยายามตามที่ได้กำหนดไว้สำหรับเราหมายเอาพระเยซูเป็นผู้บุกเบิกความเชื่อผู้ทรงทำให้ความเชื่อของเราสมบูรณ์พระองค์ทรงได้อดทนต่อการเขียนเพื่อความเลื่องเลิศยินดีที่ได้เตรียมไว้สำหรับองค์ทรงถือว่าความละอายนั้นไม่เป็นสิ่งสำคัญสำหรับองค์ที่สิ่งสำคัญและพระองค์ได้ประทับนั่งเบื้องขวาพระที่นั่งของพระเจ้าท่านทั้งหลายต้องคิดถึงพระองค์ผู้ได้ทรงยอมทนต่อความทุกข์ทรมานของคนบาปเพื่อว่าท่านทั้งหลายจะได้ไม่รู้สึกท้อถอย
So he's beginning to summarize what he's been teaching us this whole time
ก็คือว่าบทนี้คือว่าสรุปนะครับ
It reminds us of the witnesses
ก็คือว่าเขาเตือนเรานะครับให้กำลังใจสำหรับคนที่เป็นประจักษ์พยาน
Abraham is a witness
อับราฮัมเป็นพยาน
Noah is a witness. You know, I think, who had great faith in the Bible? I think of Noah. I think of Abraham. I think of Mary. Mary had great faith. That's a great story in itself. So we need to consider their faith.And we need to put off the sin. Because if you want to walk by faith, then we need to put the sin behind us. It says we need to fix our eyes on Jesus. Because he's the beginner of our faith. And he's the completer of our faith. Consider how he endured suffering. And God raised him up to his right hand. He talks a little bit about discipline. He says it's not going to be easy. But God disciplines those he loves. We need to have the right attitude about God's discipline. We could accept it as God trying to train us. Now I want to finish out. We're going to read Hebrews 12, 18 through 24. Now he's referring to the Old Testament here. You can read it later, but it's Exodus chapter 19, verse 12 and 13. Exodus chapter 19, verse 12 and 13. This is one of the most important passages in the Old Testament. It's when they received the Old Covenant. And the mountain shook. There was thunder and lightning, and the people could not approach the mountain. They put up a barrier around the mountain, because if you went past that barrier, you would die. He says, we haven't come to a mountain like that, because that mountain was just a picture. He says, we've come to the true mountain. Mount Zion. Like heaven. To the city of the living God. We've come to the place with thousands and thousands of angels. To the church of Jesus. We've come before God. And to Jesus, the mediator of a better covenant. And to the blood of Jesus that purifies us. You know, Jesus is amazing. He's greater than the prophets. Then the angels. Then Moses or Abraham. His priesthood is a real priesthood. He's the perfect mediator. He totally understands God. He totally understands us. Oh, his covenant is much greater. It has better promises. And he lives in the real tabernacle. The heavenly one. And his sacrifice makes us clean.
แล้วก็การเสียสละของเราของพวกนั้นทำให้เรานั้นเป็นคนที่บริสุทธิ
์ So let's pay attention
ให้เรานั้นเอาใจจดจ่อ
Let's keep walking by faith
ให้เรานั้นดำเนินชีวิตอยู่ต่อด้วยความเชื่อ
Let us grow up
ให้เราเติบโตขึ้น
Let us live like Abraham. Let us leave everything behind. Let us take those things that we value and sacrifice them. Because if we put our faith in the things that are not seen, we will dwell in that heavenly Jerusalem. The one whose foundation is built by God. The one that's built by God. Thank you very much. We can do Q&A if you want. It's up to you.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, sure.
Amen. Amen. Happy Long Christmas. วันนี้เรา